us thank God this morning and just be real with who you are. I am thankful that I have a people that I can just be myself with. When I mean some harm, they know I mean harm. Most of the time, thank God. I don't mean any harm. It's just love and gratefulness to a loving God that has been merciful to all of us. And we all owe God some praise this morning. And we have heard so many times that we ought to give them their flowers while they live. So I want to thank God for Sister Trish for always decorating our altar, flower altars with such beautiful arrangements. And I want to thank Sister Vivian for giving us such good information with our newsletters and what have you. People don't have to do what they do. And then there are some that can just do just what is expected of them and don't go the extra step. But I do encourage you this morning that you take time to read that you in Jesus. Because you're going to need him along the way. Now, if you have your Bibles this morning, I'd like to share with you from the prophet Isaiah. Out of the 53rd chapter, I read verses 4 through 7 and verse 10 for your consideration. Supporting scriptures this morning, Hebrews 12 and 2 and the 121st Psalms, verse 1. The Bible reads, "Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord have laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb for the slaughter, and as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Verse 10, yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. And the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." Hebrews 2, 12 and 2. "Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." And lastly, already heard in your hearing this morning, Psalms 121 and 1, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from which cometh my help." On the basis of those verses this morning, we like to use the thought or subject, we've got to keep looking up to Jesus. We've got to keep looking up to Jesus. We have seen the works and the manifestation of God's power and his spirit. If you hadn't seen it in your life, you can look at somebody else and let you know that God is alive, God is real, God is great, and he is worthy to be praised. Now, I don't know about you, but when God gives us another opportunity to come together, to come into his household of faith, we ought to be ready to give God some praise. Yes, thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful to the Lord our God this morning. And we give honor this morning to God and to who he is and to his son, Jesus the Christ, blessing us and keeping us. And we give honor to all of our ministers. They are all here this morning. Hallelujah. Good to have back up. We've got to keep on looking up to Jesus. And I could actually just go on that one statement that the choir just made, because he is great. You didn't get here this morning on your own accord. But a great God touched you this morning. A great God woke you up this morning. A great God that even though man has changed the time, you still got up on God's side. The body have a way of getting in routine, and whatever you've been used to doing, it just do it. And so we got to learn not to get so comfortable in just take things for granted, because somebody wanted to get up this morning and couldn't get up. Somebody would like to open up their mouths and hear the sound of their voice again, but they cannot speak. Somebody that has witnessed how beautiful the fall leaves are when they turn colors, they have lost some of their sight or all of their sight, and they're not able to see that no more. But one thing even about them, that there's somebody that may not be able to see the leaves fall, but they can feel the breeze as it comes through the air. Because God is great. He says in the word of God, his wind goeth where it listeth. If it can go anywhere it wants to go, at any speed that God wants to send it. And so we ought to be mindful this morning. We ought to be thankful for the grace and the mercy of a loving God that have allowed us, his people, to gather together in praise and thanksgiving to worship our God, the creator of all things, because he is great. A God that loved us so much that he allowed his only begotten son to come into this world in the flesh for the sole purpose of dying for our sins. He died for a ransom of our sin sick souls so that we would trust. And if we would trust and believe in his death, most importantly, his resurrection, that we would not only be saved, but we will also live again to be with him forever and forever. And then we'll live with him in a place where there will be no more sickness. So we don't have to worry about being sick. We don't have to worry about singing along with the choir that he is my healer. Because I heard somebody say that there are trees there with leaves on it that all you got to do is just pull a leaf off it, and it's for the healing of the nation. A place where there's no heartaches, there's no pain, there is no suffering. A place where the former things will have passed away. He said that he would be our God and we would be his people. And I heard that in this place, the wicked would cease from troubling and the weary souls will be at rest. And so we are so grateful that Deacon Carter reminded us that we don't want to go to rest right now. All of us want to live as long as God allows us to live. And we do things to try to keep on living. But we also have the mindset and the intellect to know that we're going to leave this place one day. When we leave this place, that there are two places you're going to go. You're either going to heaven or you're going to hell. Do you know where you're going when you leave here this morning? If you have any doubt in your mind, then you ought to get yourself right with the Lord right now. Time is not promised to us. I heard that in this place, if you can imagine a place where there's joy, unspeakable joy, a place where God says he will be the light, so we don't have to worry about no more high utility bills. God's going to be the light for us. And that light has shined so bright that we don't have to worry about any other type of light. There will be a good day when all we have to do is just get there. The only thing we got to do to get there is to give our hearts to him. Trust and believe in what he has done for us. And what I love about this is that he has no respect of persons. Whether you're rich, middle class, or poor, red, black, or white, all we need to do is stay in the race. The Bible declared, be ye faithful unto death, and he will give us a crown of life. You got to have a pure heart. And when we think about having a pure heart, not a perfect existence, but a matured state of mind in wisdom and in holiness. So there are some conditions in order to get there. And I found out through the word of God that you can't get there by train. You can't get there by plane. You can't get there on what you paid in the offering. You can't get there. The Bible declared that in order to get in that gate, you got to go by him. And before you go by him, you got to stop and have a little conversation. So if you hadn't been talking to him down here, you better get ready to talk to him. One thing about it, you ain't going to be able to lie your way through and say what you want, but God already have everything recorded down in the book of life. So when he looked down in the book and he goes down to your name, what is he going to find written out to the outside of your name? You come into God's house with the wrong thought in your mind, with illness in your heart, with all in your heart and in your mind. Did you come in God's house being so proud and stubborn and stiff-necked that you don't want to give your God some praise? Great is the Lord our God, and he is worthy to be praised. And I don't know about you, but I'm going to praise him while I got a chance. On this first Sunday morning as we break bread together, as we share in the sacred belief of remembering his sacrifice on the cross, as we not just say the word, but think about his blood that he shed for us, for your sins and for mine. It ought to give us a mind to give our God praise. It ought to give us a mind to tell God, thank you. You know, we just don't thank God enough. Found out that we even got to learn how to thank God on the bad days. We got to learn how to thank God when we are going through. I was reading a little booklet the other day, and that booklet said you got to be very careful what you say out your mouth. You can speak healing into your body if you talk about faith, if you talk about positive things. But if you are one that always got a backache, if you're one that always complaining about something is wrong and, oh, I don't feel good and I'm going down, if you say that too much, that's the way you're going to look. Even when you don't feel good, you ought to have enough spirituality on the inside to say, I'm going to be all right. Talking to a man yesterday, and he said, how you doing? I said, I'm doing real good. He said, no, you're doing great. I said, no, I'm doing real good. He said, no, you're doing great. He said, I'm still doing real good. He said, you're doing great. I said, okay, I'm great. But then after I got home, I thought about the book that I had read, and I thought about the fact of maybe he had been taught, or maybe he had read that same pamphlet, that what comes out of your mouth is how you're going to be. You got to speak some things into existence. You can't allow the enemy to cloud your mind into thinking that because you're down, you're always going to be down. How many of you ever been down and realized that all you got to do is look up to them hills that we're going to talk about here in just a moment? Got to learn how to give God praise anyhow. We got to learn how to have that hallelujah anyhow kind of spirituality in that when I'm going through, but I'm not going through all by myself. I serve a great God, a God that said that he would walk with me, a God that said that not only with me, but he would walk with us, a God that said, I will never leave you, neither will I forsake you. See, I'm so glad to be able to say this morning that Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. This is another day that he's allowed me to be in this place and to open up my mouth to encourage you, my brothers and sisters, how important it is for us not to think so lightly of the things that God has done for us. Don't worry about how terrible your situation might seem, because there is somebody that is in a worse condition than that you're in. I don't care how much pain is in your body, somebody's hurting worse than you're hurting. How crowded your mind might be, there's somebody that don't even have a clear mind. I was even talking to a friend of mine last night, and he started talking about what grandma used to say and how now he understands when grandma said, I got up this morning in my right mind. And now that he's gotten older, he understands and realized that our mind can slip away from us so quickly. So it's good to be able to wake up and be able to say, I'm in my right mind. Somebody woke up this morning crazy as a bed bug. I'm too close to my folk. But it is a good thing to have peace of mind. It's a good thing that even though there are things in your life that you're not happy with, things that you want God to do that he just has not done yet, that you can still trust the power of a loving God. I come to tell somebody and to remind others that if you don't do it, now is the time that you need to look up to Jesus. And if you already have his love in your heart, and no matter what happens, if you have said that it's in the old world, in a time such as this, we need to live so that we will have our minds made up. And I just come to tell somebody this morning, we got to keep on looking up to Jesus. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what the president say. I don't care what his aides say or what the Senate is going to do. We still got to look up to Jesus. Whatever the outcome is, when we vote on Tuesday, we still got to look up to Jesus. Then let me say that it's important that not only do we look up to him, but first of all, we got to know who he is. Who is he to you? What has he done for you as an individual? We need to have our very own personal relationship with God. Don't rely on what mom and them said. Mom and them said it because they had a relationship with him. Mom and them said it because they went through some things and they know that the Lord God was the one that brought them over. You ever remember when mama said there's going to be some bridges that you have to cross and I've already been where you're trying to go? And you thought mom was just telling you something to just make you sit down, to make you be still. But now that you live long enough, now that you've crossed some bridges, now you've dotted some I's and have crossed some T's, you realize that there's some things that you have missed along the way. There's some things that you ought to have experienced in life by now that you ought to be able to share with somebody. I thank God for mom and them because mom and them had a mindset to let you know exactly how it's going to be. You're going to have some good days and you're going to have some bad days. Mom and them said that some folk that look in your face and grin at you, they don't care nothing about you. Mom and them said that there's some friend that you're hanging around with that you better cut loose because if you don't get rid of them, you're not going to ever make it. Somebody holding on to your coattail and every time they see you getting up, they pull you right back. But you better learn how to shake them off. You better learn how to tell them you better get behind me, Satan. Be careful about those that want to be so quickly to hug you because they might have a dagger in the head. God is a good God. We got to have faith and we got to believe in the power of God. We got to know that in order to have a relationship with God, we got to talk to God. You know, we talked about that last week. We talked about why we are waiting. It is not wasting. Because God will come. Let us understand that we say that we know the love of our earthly parents. If we know how our family love us. If we know how that person that is our special somebody, how they love us or they say they love us. Love is what love does. But if you know real love, if you know the love of a true friend, then we ought to know the love that Jesus has for us. And that love goes much deeper and more farther than our minds are able to conceive. The Bible teaches us that no greater love than this, that a man that will lay down his life for his friend. You got some so-called friends that won't even give you a loaf of bread. So you know they're not going to lay their life down for you. You got some friend that'll boost you up and say, man, you got it. You got it. I got your back. And push you out there. And then whenever the trouble started to come, you look around and they're gone. Anybody ever had a crowd with you to tell you and help you to talk that junk? And as soon as it's time to put your dukes up, they already gone. You know something about that, don't you, Brother Grady? Live long enough. Have some of them folk that say, I'm your buddy, I'm your friend, and I'll be there with you, but they'll leave you hanging out there. But I come to talk to you this morning about somebody that won't leave you hanging. I come to talk to you about somebody that loves you with an unconditional love. There are no strings attached to the love that we get from our Jesus the Christ. We got to know that he's a God, and I thank God that not only is he a God, but he is our friend. He did lay down his life for us. And the hymn that say in the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. So we got to consider this morning his love and who he is. And I found these words of a prayer by David, found in the fifth division of Psalms. Verses 1-3 reads as thus: give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shall thou hear in the morning. O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. And I will look up. See, I got to know where to look to. I got to know that when I'm talking to somebody, I'm talking to somebody that can help me with my situation. We got some folk that say, I know what you're going through, but they don't know what you're going through. They don't feel like you feel. They don't think like you think. They don't have the same faith walk that you have. So you might be familiar with what I'm going through, but you don't know what I'm going through. Don't nobody know your struggle. Don't nobody know your pain like God. We got to know that and consider that not only when we get up in the morning, and, you know, we've been taught and we think in our mind, when you get up in the morning, you ought to tell the Lord God, thank you. You ought to talk to God, and you ought to not only just say the word, but our mind and our meditation, we got to meditate on the power of a loving God. Then we consider our supporting text from David. Passage which is a very familiar passage with those of us that came under the leadership of Dr. Betts. For so many years ago, that was one of the things that we said on a regular basis. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. I got to know this morning where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth, because he is a great God. Now, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved, but he that keepeth thee will not slumber. You ever called somebody and they were fast asleep? And you began to wonder, are you ever going to pick the phone up, because I need you right now. I need to hear your voice. I need to talk to somebody. But sometimes when you call folk and they don't answer, the line is busy. But the God that I'm talking about, he never slumbers, neither does he sleep. He keepeth Israel, shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. You see, he speaks to God as being his keeper. And even though he realized that I'm not always in the same place. You see, this was one of the songs of those that were traveling from one place to another. And when you go from one place to another, you got to know that God is going to go with you. You ever hear that we pray, Lord, I want to give me traveling grace and mercy. In other words, I want you to watch over me while I go from A to B. And when I get there, I ought to have sense enough to tell, oh, God, I just want to thank you. You can go even down no farther than Concord. But when you get back to Lexington in the city limit, how many of you even in your mind, if you don't say it out loud, say, Lord, thank you for bringing me home one more time. See, we serve a God this morning that whether we are going deep, two or four, God is always there. He began to let us know that everywhere we go, everywhere we be, God is right there. And all we got to do sometimes is look up to the hills. Sometimes riding along on the highway and on a beautiful sunny day, on a beautiful day when the sky is just the right color blue, we began to look at just how great God really is. David looks up and he sees the hills. But as he traveled across the hills and the highways and the byways, he realized that I would look up to the hills. But he's talking about, I'm going to look to the creator who made the hills. And so when I look at that, he refers to the creator of the hills. He gives him continuous protection, whether it's day or whether it's night, from all forms of evil. God is our everlasting protector. He's the one that all we got to do is look up to him. Now, as we look up to him, we got to learn how to call on him. I thank God that he has an ever watching eye. So glad that not only does he have a watchful eye, but the God that I'm talking about has dispatched angels to watch over us as well through the day and through the night. So glad that I'm able to say this morning that I got angels watching over me. And I thank God for my angel this morning. I realize that when I look up to Jesus, I'm looking to somebody that is able to do what nobody else can do. Am I talking to anybody in here this morning? To know that the Lord God has been right there by your side. You see, Paul said, looking up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. He is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You see, I'm so glad to know this morning that you can't allow anything to hinder you from making your way through this way of life. The Bible declares, lay aside every weight, every sin that so easily beset you. You can't let nothing hold you down. You can't let nothing slow you down. You got to have your mind made up. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that I'm looking up to Jesus. I'm looking at the one that created all things. He is the author, which means that he is our leader. He is a perfecter, that means that he is the finisher. And I'm so glad he's the finisher of all our faith. I believe in the power of a loving God. I know that God died on Calvary him and his reward and his position of that authority, which gives him the joy that is set before him. He said, I know that I came down here to die, and I'm so glad that I even could come down, but I'm not going to come down this morning because I got some children down there in the valley, some children that need me every day of their life. Anybody know that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? But when I look up to Jesus, I realize that God has gone through some things just for me. Is there anybody glad this morning to know that you serve a loving God? I just stopped by to tell somebody that a man by the name of Isaiah, a prophet of the Old Testament days, realized and heard all about Jesus before Jesus even came down in the flesh. The Bible says, who have believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He have no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He came down as a humble lamb. He didn't come down with silk all over his body, even though he was a king of kings. He didn't ride in the city on a chariot, but he came in on a donkey. And I'm so glad to know I serve a God that will put aside everything that was in his life. A man that never did any sin. A man that never did anything wrong. But he died so that we might have a life. So I just stopped by to tell somebody that you ought to look up to Jesus. The Bible said he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. We were despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs. He has carried our sorrows. And we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God. My God was afflicted. He was beat down all over his body. The blood began to stream down his body. He was wounded. For our transgression, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And I'm so glad by his stripes, we are healed this morning. Is there anybody in the house? And I don't know why I asked that question, because I can look all around the room and see some folk that have been down on a bed of affliction. But God reached down with the finger of love, peeled us up off of the bed of affliction, made everything all right in our body. So I just want to know, is there anybody that want to tell your God, thank you? He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He stood there on the cross, stood there between two thieves, and they could have let our Lord come down, but they wouldn't let the Lord come down. But I'm so glad that it pleased the Lord to bruise him. They put him in the grave. They put him down in the grave, but he got up out of the grave with all power in his hand. And I'm so glad to know this morning that a man of no grief, a man that had no sorrow, he carried ours on to the cross. And so when we sat down and break bread together, let us know that we got a reason to celebrate God this morning. I want to know, is there anybody here that love God in your heart? Is there anybody that's so glad when you think about the sin that you've done, when you think about the wrong that you've done in your life, you can say, I'm saved because I believe in the death and the resurrection. I'm going to eat this bread because it is the body of my Lord. I'm going to drink this wine because it represents the blood of Christ. And I realize I couldn't get where I am all by myself. But there's a great God, a mighty God, a healing God, a delivering God. Do you know God? Is God on your side? Do I have any help in here that know that when I'm down and I'm out, I'm going to look up to the hill because that's where my help comes from. Anybody need help this morning? Call on the name of Jesus. There's power. There's power in the name Jesus. Can you help me call him this morning? Because there's somebody that don't know him like you know him. Can you help me say Jesus? Oh, you got to do better than that. Because somebody is deaf this morning. Can you help me say Jesus?
Jesus.
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 Lily of the valley. Friday morning star. First and the last. Alpha and Omega. Beginning and the end. My Savior, my provider, my healer, my keeper, my lily of the valley, my all in all, my joy in the morning. He's everything. He's everything. And I'm going to look up to Jesus. We got to look up to Jesus. We got to let him have our life. Offer yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. If you don't know who he is, you better find out. And I just come to let you know that we all got to look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who endured the cross with joy. Jesus said, I'm glad to die for you. That's why I come. I came to die so that the life you have now, you just passing through. But I'm going to give you another life, a life where there'll be peace, there'll be joy, no more troubles, no more heartaches, no more pain, no more worry about tomorrow. Will you look to Jesus? Look up to the hills where your help comes from and know that he will be your protector, he will be your leader, and he will be your guide.